and see my brother if you would talk about old times, because he's a lot older than I am.
Oh, no, I'm happy right here.
He can remember so much better than I can.
Uh-huh.
And he's older, but...
He cowboyed down in Texas for a number of years, though, yeah. Didn't he?
He can remember back about 15 years back further than I can.
Mm.
Lived down here at Lehigh.
Oh, he lives there now?
Yeah.
What did you call a string of horses that you had when you were going out on a roundup?
What did you call them? A remuda, what you call them.
How did you feed them?
Well, you had a bag there, they call it a morale.
Uh-huh.
You had a piece of cloth, I mean a leather. He'd put it up over their head, and then their nose would go down in it.
Uh-huh.
And they'd just eat out of that bag.
Uh-huh.
It'd come up on their... Well, come about halfway up, come up in out of their eyes. It wouldn't cover up their eyes.
Uh-huh.
And that's what they'd eat out of.
What did you call a horse with big spots on him?
Well, they call them old horses. They got them now. They used to call them Appaloosas a long time ago, when these Indians had them. But they've got a lot of old spotted horses here and now. Dang, son, know what they do call them old horses. But the ones the Indians had here was Appaloosas.
Oh, they're pretty horses, aren't
yeah.
they?
Yeah. But they got a new breed. I got spots on them, but I don't know what to call them. See them around over the country.
Any special term for a small jackass, a little fella?
Well, them Mexicans out west called them burros, them mm-hmm. little ones, but we call them jacks, sure, jacks and jennies. And then when you breed a mare to a jack, she has a colt, that's a mule.
Uh-huh. Are they always female without sex, really?
How?
Are they always female?
You mean them?
The mule?
Uh-uh. No, they, a lot of times they'll be, you have to cut them.
Is that right?
Yeah. You mean from a mare when she's bred to a jack?
Uh-huh.
No, I've seen them old horse mules, but you'd have to cut them and, you see?
Mm-hmm.
Put them down on the ground, cut them, make a gilding out of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm. What do you call a hog after you cut him?
Call him a stag.
Uh-huh.
But if he's a pig or shoat and you cut him, he'd be called a bar.
Oh.
But if he's grown, you see, grown, you cut him, you'd call him a stag hog.
Uh-huh.
But if he's a pig, or this small like shoat and you cut him, he'd be called a bar.
Uh-huh.
Bar or bar.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Is that mountain oysters when you cut?
No,
pigs?
That's is a rule. They come out of these calves.
Uh-huh.
Oh, of course, they might call them old pig nuts mountain oysters, but calf, that's really the nickname for them that comes out of calves or yearling mountain oysters.
Uh-huh. I guess then they're called calf fries.
Yeah, they call them that too. They got two names for them.
What would you call a rack like this for sawing planks? You're going to saw some boards? One like that for boards and one like that for logs?